In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison unveils a plan to turn the agriculture, fisheries and forestry sector into a $100 billion industry by 2030. Mexican drug lord El Chapo sentenced to life in prison. And in football, Manchester United claims a 4-0 win over Leeds United in Perth. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is expected to unveil a plan to boost jobs in regional Australia and turn the agriculture, fisheries and forestry sector into a $100 billion industry by 2030. Mr Morrison will address a bush summit in Dubbo as the drought continues to wreak havoc for farmers and regional communities. As part of the new plan, a parliamentary select committee will be established to look at the requirements of rural economies. Mexican drug lord Joaquim El Chapo Guzman has been sentenced to life in prison for running a murderous enterprise that smuggled tons of drugs into the United States. U.S. District Judge Brian Cogan imposed the sentence of life plus 30 years, which is mandatory under the law. Guzman was found guilty by a jury in February of trafficking tons of cocaine, heroin and marijuana and engaging in multiple murder conspiracies as a top leader of the Sinaloa cartel. The 62-year-old twice escaped maximum security prisons in Mexico before he was extradited to the United States to face trial in January 2017. The World Health Organization has elevated the status of the Ebola situation in the Democratic Republic of Congo to a public health emergency of international concern. Since Thursday, there have been two more cases of Ebola, including a death in recent days. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says despite the emergency status, the borders should still remain open.
A pastor visited a health center where he was diagnosed with Ebola. He has since died. Separately, last Thursday, a woman with Ebola symptoms from DRC crossed the border to buy fish at a market in Uganda. On Friday, she was diagnosed with Ebola and treated in DRC. She too has died. Although there is no evidence yet of local transmission in either Goma or Uganda, these two events represent a concerning geographical expansion of the virus. As a result of this concern for potential further spread, the committee recommended that I declare the outbreak a public health emergency of international concern, FIC, and I have accepted that advice.
One of the four Democratic congresswomen targeted by Donald Trump's tweets has described the president as the biggest bully she's ever had to deal with. All the women have appeared together in an interview with the CBS The Morning Show. President Trump tweeted that the women originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe and they should go home. But all but one of the women were born in the United States and all are US citizens. The House of Representatives condemned the president with a symbolic resolution after a series of what they called racist comments. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib from Michigan described Donald Trump as a bully.
My district is a very diverse district, 20 different ethnicities, and I'm trying to fight on their behalf, trying to make sure that they have a voice here. At the same time, I'm dealing with the biggest bully I've ever had to deal with in my lifetime, and trying to push back on that and trying to do the job that we all have been sent here to do. This is a distraction. This is a person that really wants to vilify, demonize not only immigrants, but even communities of color.
And to sport, in football, Manchester United has claimed a 4-0 win over Leeds United at Perth's Optus Stadium. First-half strikes to Mason Greenwood and Marcus Rashford got the Red Devils off to the perfect start before Phil Jones and Anthony Marshall scored after the break. Despite also scoring in last week's 2-0 win over Perth Glory, Rashford says there's room for improvement.
I've not been training for as long as some of the other boys, so it's about just trying to get back up to speed. And it's been going well. As a team, you know, everyone's fit, everyone's healthy. And as much as we want to work hard and improve, that's important as well, because we want to hit peak form from the start of the season.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, showers or two and 20 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two clearing, 15. Melbourne, late shower or two and 15. Hobart, a shower or two, 12. Canberra, light morning frost, 12. Wollongong, sunny, 17. Sydney, also sunny, 19. Newcastle, much the same, 19. Brisbane, also sunny, 22. Cairns, mostly sunny, 25. And Darwin, sunny, 31. I'm Biwa Kwan. This is SBS News.